Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bud Sketchley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sketchley, who is chasing the ball. Clift reaches third base with a triple. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a fly ball into right field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Clift hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoog. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. McQuinn moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McQuinn scores. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cullenbine moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncrief hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 0 for 1 in the game. Sketchley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Sketchley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh bunts towards the mound. Moncrief settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs bunts towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 2 in the game. Moncrief hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sketchley hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. McQuillan moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Sketchley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey pinch hits for Mike Tresh. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.